Hello, Leo, and welcome to your 2019-2020 tarot card reading. This is part of Astrology Studio. I'm doing all the summer signs today, Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. It's the 21st of September. One thing to bear in mind about your astrology, before we get into the cards, is that you need to take the long view and recognize the essentially transitional nature of 2020. The year begins with one conjunction, and it ends with another conjunction. The conjunction that it begins with is the conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, your sixth house, and then the conjunction it ends with is a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, your seventh house. So there's a major change of emphasis going on in your chart from a kind of a zone that is a workspace, the sixth house, into one that is a broad environmental space. The seventh opens up from the sixth. The sixth is a contained environment, a workshop, a classroom, a healing space, anything that is that contains a process of making something, changing something, or growing something. And the seventh is relational house primarily, and it's a wide open space. And it's so two major planets are going to transit into your seventh, one being Saturn, which begins in March and then concludes at the end of the year. And then Jupiter, which transitions in at the end of the year as well. So keep that in mind. You're going to get vibes of the future beginning in March with the ingress of Saturn into Aquarius, the seventh. And that's its own challenge, although one thing about Saturn and Aquarius is that it is workable. It is the best Saturn. And so if you're going to have Saturn in your seventh house, the best place to have it is in Aquarius, because that is the preferred sign of Saturn. And as I've said a number of times, if you want to understand Aquarius, understand Saturn. If you want to understand Saturn, understand Aquarius. Capricorn counts, but the discovery of Uranus and our confusion that this is the ruling planet of Aquarius, we're missing something. Okay, that said, let's take a look at some tarot cards. I do have to continue a little bit of shuffling and drawing them out. I'm using a double pack of the Handel Tarot by Rachel Pollack, one of my favorite decks for its beauty and its multiple esoteric references. And it seems to be a clean and efficient and spiritually oriented deck. And I'm using the Celtic Wings Tarot that I developed about 25 years ago when I was spending the winter working for the Jackie Stallone Psychic Circle, my first real job in the esoteric arts. I spent the winter of 94-95 staying up all night. I was given the like midnight to like 7 o'clock shift at a high priority, so I got a lot of calls at a good rate of pay, and then in between calls, I read a lot of astrology books and did charts, and finally started doing astrology readings on those calls. And this is the spread that I invented to, it's a modification of the Celtic Cross. It streamlines it and makes it a little bit easier to work with and a little bit easier to follow. The cards are all face down, and I start with the fourth card, the card What You Want. And let's see what we get there. All right, Alchemy. So, affirmative, life-affirming card, the Sagittarius card with a spiritual orientation. Its rune is Jera Flow, it is kind of like the parallel card to the Lovers. The Lovers are representative of opposites, and the Alchemy card is the unification or integration of those opposites. Again, represents Sagittarius. Sag is your fifth house. Jupiter is currently there. in its last couple of months and heading into your sixth, by the way, in certain very important matters of healing, help is on the way. All right, let's look at the significator card. Two readings in a row, the Six of Cups comes up, which means a six at the outset of anything is strong. Six is the central point in the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life. It is a sephirot. There's 10 of them called Tibereth. And so anything with a six in the tarot is well-supported, well-structured, and connected to many other things. Pretty much in tarot, you can go anywhere from a six. And there are five of them. Six, the sixth trump card, the lovers, and then the four suits. All right. So happiness, Six of Cups, emotional fulfillment, sexual pleasure, and keeping your, you know, remembering to devote some of your energy to love, passion, and pure hedonism. okay, this surrounds you and is a process of leaving. Trump 18, the moon, separation. This is the rune. The moon card is, that's interesting that they... I haven't contemplated why the rune of separation is associated with the moon card in the tarot, and why the is that a unicorn? It certainly is a unicorn. This is an interesting card. I have not really studied this card. This is the thing about the tarot. It's only 78 cards, and you can use a deck for 25 years and and still notice quite a bit. And that's a reminder of how much that's so obviously in front of us we're not noticing. Let's see what comes up there. But the moon is the Pisces card, and it is generally held as a kind of a murky energy in astrology, but it's also one associated with contact with the subconscious, that prehistoric-looking creature crawling up out of the bottom of the body of water. Is the thing lurking in the unconscious. This is in the position of what surrounds you and is in the process of leaving. All right, basis of the question is in the fourth, it's actually second position. It's kind of like the fourth house in astrology, the taproot, the grounding. And here we have four of stones, four of pentacles, which Rachel says is the power of the earth. And which to me is about having a solid four walls to live within and to recognize that as one very wealthy, successful man I once smoked pot with and watched a movie in his cherry-paneled office with said, all wealth comes from the earth. All right, this is before you. Nine of wands, power, integrity in some decks. The interesting thing about this card is how much yin there is illustrated in a fire card, in the nine of wands, and a card called power. So look at all those yin lines in the I Ching. Those broken lines are yin lines, and this is suggesting that there is. Another kind of power other than assertive or aggressive power, but a power that is drawn up from the emotional realm and a power that's also distinguished by its flexibility and by inner guidance. Okay, this next card at the bottom right is the card of resistance. And in the old spread, it was called "This is your negative feelings." In my spread, it's called resistance. That which you're resisting, which is a kind of a negative feeling. Not obviously, if you're resisting something, you're not feeling positive about it. And this card comes up as the Hermit, the Virgo card. Issa is the rune of standstill. Although the standing still, this figure in the Hermit card is doing is standing on top of a mountain. Holding up light for others to see. This is the central symbol in the Hermit card, but it also represents a possible sensation of being alone. And so there is a question here, which is, how are you going to take this? How are you going to take this this state of being? And can you be at peace with what you might be seeming to face alone, but really you're not alone at all? Your light is an example for others to see and feel and experience. So let's sum up a little bit here. There are some deeply intuitive messages coming out of this deck. Those include the moon and the hermit. And then an emotional orientation, an orientation on love and pleasure in the happiness card, the six of cups. And then also a more intuitive approach to power than you might think, knowing the world and watching the way that power is brokered in the world, usually at the point of a gun. The next two cards are relationship cards, and the first one is the Daughter of Cups in the North, and then the second one is another copy of the Six of Cups. So I use two decks, by the way, in this particular kind of reading to give the cards an opportunity to emphasize a point. And this spread is really saying go where the pleasure is, and understand that feminine power is rooted in emotion, receptivity, flexibility, being able to absorb, being able to nurture and nourish life, and the wisdom that can emerge from that. And then to the right of that card is again the Six of Cups, and so there's something here about remaining emotionally grounded and staying in touch with the physical plane, physical and emotional plane, rather than turning life into a head trip or a military campaign in some way, like we're constantly being pressured into doing. Outcome and present course of speed, the Tower. There's a liberation here from something. There is a shakeup. This is a modern skyscraper kind of blowing up. The Tower is a card of liberation and transformation. Lightning Strikes the Tower is the proper title. The planetary symbol is Mars, and the runic symbol is the inverted rune for intuition and protection. And so there's a cautionary note here about making sure that you really stay in touch with your intuition and use your intuition. It's not clear from this spread what the liberation is from, what the nature of the transformation is, because the cards here are all describing something that to me looks like an entirely positive situation. And also one that is rooted in the deeper elements of life. I mean, even just in these 10 cards, we have 4 cards from the major arcana. So it's not like there's any lack of depth. So let's see what the final card is, the check the work card, the card at the point at the bottom of the spread. That's the Nine of Pentacles. This is something of an inversion on, which was the similar I Ching symbol? It's an inversion on the Nine of Wands. It's mostly yang lines, only one yin line. In any event, the card is called Material Gain, though one of the most important elements of the Nine of Wands is three-way collaboration. So it's about going beyond the normal concept of collaboration and partnership into a more expanded concept of collaboration and partnership. So consider what it is you might need to be liberated from. Consider what structure you're inside of that is binding you in some way to the past, or what is blocking your way forward. That is the likely source of this tower energy. And in any event, I would remind you that this inverted rune of intuition and protection, the one with the antlers, but the antlers are pointing down, and so this is saying, make sure that you are staying in touch with whatever your protection is. Usually your protection is going to be your relationships and a certain level of prudence while still allowing yourself to take chances. Too prudent gets you nowhere. You don't want to gamble none of your options, none of your money. You want to gamble like a third of it or something like that. So you've got, you're willing to take a risk, and at the same time, you're also willing to, make sure you hold something in reserve. All right, that is what I see in this spread, and please do listen back at your Leo reading. There's a lot in there, and we have big astrology coming up in the form of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction that is coming again, 1/12/20, and then that's soon after, followed by Saturn changing signs, and then at the end of the year, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction on your seventh house, a vast expansion of your possibilities indicated in that conjunction on 12/21/20. We're a bit of ways off from it. We're about 14 months out, but these days 14 months goes pretty quickly, and 2020 is going to be an interesting experience. All right, I'll catch you with respect the 2020 annual edition, part two. Intelligence is part one. That's already available, and then respect is part two. All right, till next time. Thanks for your trust, and bye for now.